Washington, D.C. has stepped into the vanguard of a movement that's gaining momentum across the country, green building. Many new buildings now being constructed for governments and institutions are environmentally friendly, but only 1 in 20 commercial buildings fall in that category. NPR's Kathleen Schalk reports now that Washington, D.C. is set to become the first major U.S. city to require private construction projects to be certified green.
The new headquarters of the National Association of Realtors offers panoramic views of the nation's capital and a glimpse of what many buildings may be like in the future.
We have waterless urinals.
Joe Molinario pushes open the door to the men's bathroom.
And they work by having a oil-filled canister in the drain, and the oil itself forms a vapor barrier that stops the fumes from coming up from the waste pipe.
The building materials are also green. Hugh Morris says they don't give off noxious fumes, and
the carpet we're standing on is made from recycled material. And in fact, once this particular first layer of carpet gets worn out, the manufacturer will come back, scoop it up, and take it back to the factory and recycle it into new carpet.
Both Morris and Molinario also like the workspaces. They're mostly lit by the sun through energy-efficient floor-to-ceiling windows. There are electric lights, too, but
each light fixture in the ceiling has an individual sensor that measures the daylight coming through the window and adjusts the light accordingly. So when more daylight is coming in, it dims the light fixture, and that's one way we have of saving energy in the building.
Washington's new law means new municipal buildings will have to be at least as environmentally friendly as this one starting next year. Most new federal buildings already have to be. And by 2012, all large private commercial projects will have to be certified as green, too. City Council member Phil Mendelson says the new law passed easily.
The only real debate in the council was over when. It wasn't whether to do it.
Getting certified can be a hassle, says Charles Barber, president of the D.C. Building Industry Association. But he says environmental sensitivity can also be good business.
And it's becoming more of the status quo in terms of how modern buildings are built. Many of these elements are becoming simply best practices.
The National Certification Program is flexible. It has a menu of options, including locating near public transit, putting a green roof on to absorb water and sunlight, even installing bike racks and showers. Joe Molinario of the National Association of Realtors says his building's green features added 2 to 3% to construction costs.
For some of these features, we estimate that we'll achieve enough savings within 3 or 4 years to pay for the green features that we built into the building.
But studies of certified green buildings claim the biggest savings may come from better worker morale, health, and productivity. Cliff Majerzyk, an energy efficiency researcher who helped write D.C.'s new law, says these studies are attracting attention.
The political environment has completely changed. Cities across the country are racing against each other to be greener.
More than 600 projects nationally are now certified as green. Nearly 5,000 more are lining up to be. And Majerzyk says this really could make a difference to the environment.
Buildings are the number one source of greenhouse gases.
And the Department of Energy has found that a well-designed green building can cost only a little more than a regular one and still cut energy use and pollution in half. Kathleen Schalk, NPR News, Washington.